To talk more about this story and about other allegations of sexual misconduct at the Colorado State Capitol, Benta Berglund joins me now. Thanks for talking with us, Benta.
Happy to be here.
Remind us which members of the Colorado State Legislature are being accused of sexual harassment at this time.
Right now, the number's up to four. It started with Democratic Representative Steve Lubsock. We broke that story earlier in the month. A Democratic colleague of his, Representative Faith Winter, came forward. She has since filed a formal complaint, as have two other women publicly, and they've come forward about aggressive behavior, aggressive behavior, unwanted sexual advances, and vulgar language. Following that, we have reported stories on Republican Senator Randy Baumgartner, and there's been a formal complaint there. A woman alleged that he grabbed her buttocks and slapped her buttocks during the 2016 legislative session four times throughout a several-month period when she was in the state capitol walking in a corridor right outside of the Senate chamber. And then another woman, she's a legislative aide. Her name's Megan Creedon. She was publicly talking about several experiences she feels were, she publicly told us about experiences that she felt uncomfortable with. Allegedly, she says Randy Baumgartner pressured her to drink with him in his office frequently, even though she didn't know him. And then publicly, right before a Senate committee hearing room, in front of a colleague, he lamented that she hadn't gone home with him after a social event. They ran into each other. So those are the things on Randy. And then just most recently, we reported about Republican Senator Jack Tate. A former intern alleges that he made sexual innuendos over a 2.5-month period, commented on her skirt, looked her up and down, and would put his hand on her shoulder and linger too long. She quit she left her internship at the Capitol, she alleges, in part because of his behavior, and declined to file a formal complaint initially and just filed one this week. She felt pressure to do so because there were some online comments and some women speaking publicly in defense of Tate that she felt undermined her and made it seem like she hadn't really experienced sexual harassment. So that's kind of the latest landscape. Obviously, a lot of moving parts. We're dealing with a lot here.
Yeah, talk about kind of your process for covering these stories and dealing with so many sources and so many people talking to you. What is that like?
It's tough. I mean, we still have the national Me Too movement happening, which is, I think, empowering more people to speak up. But it's very, very, very hard to get someone on the record or public, even in this climate now where more women are doing it. So it's talking to a lot of people on background. Some people have never been in a story of mine, but have been extremely helpful to me. Going back to sources 10, 20 times, meeting people, trying to get more information. It's just a lot of legwork, a lot of conversations. The intern who filed the complaint against Jack Tate, when we first connected, she would only go through her boss. And then she ended up feeling empowered enough to want to file this formal complaint. So each person has a different story. These are very complicated, tough issues. And it just unfolds the way it's going to unfold. It's hard to know what's going to happen, you know, with each subsequent story, but they are tough stories to report. It's not easy for people to be in these stories and be public in any way, or even just filing a formal complaint anonymously. It's a very big step.
In a few seconds that we have left, can you describe what the atmosphere is like at the state capitol right now with these allegations going on?
I think everything's buzzing. The Capitol's just starting to pick up a little bit. Our legislative session begins in January. This is an off-election year. It's been really quiet. I've felt like I've been one of the few people in the building the last several months. But just now we have committee hearings. Bills are starting to come together for next session. So the pace is definitely upticked a little bit, but everyone's not in the building. Most people still are not here. So this is going to impact every aspect of next session. You know, people, some of these people being alleged sexual harassers are chairs of committees in powerful positions, carry important bills, are slated to carry important bills next session. So this is the talk of the Capitol among lobbyists and lawmakers and everything else. And for Democratic Representative Steve Lubsock, the governor, The Speaker of the House, also Democrats, other prominent people have called for his resignation. And so there's a lot of moving parts. And I think I can't state it enough how much this could impact next session. Legislative leaders in both parties will be meeting to review our current processes.
That's KSJD's Benta Berkland. She's joining me from Denver. Her reporting comes to us as part of a collaboration of community radio stations across the state. Benta, thanks for talking with us.
Happy to do it. Thanks.